Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates January 21st, 1950. In this episode, we've got Red Foley and Hank Snow.
It's Grand Ole Opry time!
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors!
With Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, and starring Red Foley.
Have you ever passed the corner of the 4th and Grand? Where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand. Keep forgetting the grind and the clap their hands. Keep out the foot, pull your leg. Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie woogie rag. The Chattanooga shoe shine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Listen to him fan the air with his hoppity-hippity-hippity-hoppity-hoppity-hippity-hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Here goes now. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him fan the air. Here he goes. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pipes a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Here goes once more.
Who's this in the Opry tonight, Red?
My good friend Hank Snow. Yes, sir.
Say, speaking of Snow, Red, somebody just drifted in and wants attention.
Well, I should say it is somebody. It's Hohenwald's most eligible bachelor, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Glad to be here tonight. I'll tell you, Bundy, it's cold outside. Flitter, it's just plumb cold, Miss Foley.
Yeah.
I'll have you know you don't realize it, but you are looking at an artist.
You?
I pay artist service, I ornament.
You a painting artist, Fry?
Yes, sir. I'm a painting artist, and I opened me up last week. Opened me up a studio because I wanted folks to buy my pictures and hang them up on the walls or in home wall. I put up a sign that says, "My praises by critics is widely sung. They say I'm an artist that ought to be hung." Well, sir, no sooner than I had got on my artist outfit there that I paint in, you know, got my brushes out. My name ain't Fuller, neither. Now, shut up. Got my brushes out and everything. My gal Susie come running in there. She says, Rodney, I want my picture painted the worst way. I says, Susie, you couldn't have picked a better man to do it. Susie took one look at some of my samples of my work there, and she stopped in front of one of the canvases there, and she said, Rodney, this would be a beautiful portrait. This here is, it's got such, oh, such soul, such expression. I says, oh, flitter, Susie, that there ain't no picture. That's where I clean my brushes. Susie ain't got no sense. She ain't got a damn no sense. I get so mad at her sometimes, I could just eat a banana. Finally, she stopped in front of one of my pictures there, and she says, Rodney, this here would be a good picture of your Uncle Sipe if it wasn't so blurry and jumpy. Why is it so blurry and jumpy? And I told her, I said, why, flitter, Susie, Uncle Sipe had a few too many the other day, a few too many when he come in to get his picture painted. He had little Mountain Dew there. And I says, I had to paint him with the hiccups.
Well, so tonight's guest is one of the most colorful fellows we've ever known, and one of the nicest, I might add. He was born in Canada and shipped to sea as a cabin boy when he was 12. He was a lumberjack in Oregon at 15 and a horse wrangler at 16. He bought a guitar for $15 and went all through Halifax, picking and singing, and finally was hired at a radio station. He joined the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation in 1934, and in 1937, one of the big recording companies heard him, and he's been making successful records ever since. Folks, give one of your biggest and heartiest welcomes to Hank Snow. Here's Hank. Hank, my friend, we're glad to have you with us here tonight, and we want to hear you sing. What's it going to be, huh?
It's going to be Nobody's Child.
Nobody's Child. It's a fine one. Let's hear it.
I was slowly passing an orphan's home one day and stopped there just a moment just to watch the children play. Alone a boy was standing, and when I asked him why, he turned with eyes that could not see, and he began to cry. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child, I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mommy's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child. No mother's arms to hold me or soothe me when I cry. Sometimes it gets so lonely here, I wish that I could die. I've walked the streets of heaven where all the blind can see, and just like all the other kids, there'd be a home for me. I just can't seem to figure out why the folks all pass me by, 'cause I know that it's true that God takes little blind children with him in the sky. And they tell me that I'm oh so pretty, and they seem to like my big curls of gold. But then they take some other little child, and I'm left here all alone. I'm nobody's child, I'm nobody's child, I'm like a flower just growing wild. No mommy's kisses and no daddy's smile. Nobody wants me, I'm nobody's child.
Oh, mighty pretty song. Mighty pretty there, Hank Snow. Here's Wally Fowler now and his famous Oak Ridge Quartet. We're mighty glad to welcome the boys back to the fold, and they're singing one of their better spirituals called Lead Me to That Rock.
Yonder's fold, search among the sheep.
My brother, thou hast been a shelter for me.
You will find him there, so I am told, for those he loves to keep.
My brother, thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Oh, oh, lead me to that rock.
Yes,
lead me to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Why don't you lead me
to the rock that's higher than I?
Why don't you lead me to the rock that's higher than I?
Why don't you lead me to the rock that's higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Well, see, we can hear Uncle Eggy McEwen's accordion playing low and soft like back there. It sort of reminds us that it's for him time. That means, of course, a few quiet moments of music and meditation. You'll find tonight's hymn on page 67 of your brown hymn book, so sing along with me if you'd like to on a little song called Cleanse Me.
Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine.
boys up there, and we'd like to call on Claude Sharp now and his old Hickory Singers for a little close harmony here. Marvin Hughes, you give the boys a little introduction there. Are you from Dixie?
Hello there, stranger, how do you do? There's something I'd like to say to you. Don't be surprised, you recognize. I'm no detective, but I've just surmised. You're from the place where I long to be. Your smiling face seems to say to me, you're from my land, my sunny homeland. Tell me, can it be?
Are you from Dixie?
I said from Dixie, where the fields are far and beckon to me and glad to see you. Tell me, how be you and the friends I'm longing to see? If you're from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too.
Are you from Dixie?
I said from Dixie, where the fields are far and beckon to me, I'm glad to see you. Tell me, how be you and the friends I'm longing to see? If you're from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too.
Singers and a song like that makes me mighty glad I'm from Dixie.
Well, sir, I agree with you 100%, Grant. Just as I agree that for the timeliest news of the doings down in Grinder Switch, everybody should listen to
Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Welcome now. Ain't these awful nice fellas up here on the stage with me? You take Claude Sharp, for instance. Hey, look, he's just cute as a bug's ear. Looks a little like a bug's ear, too, come think of it. I'll tell you right now, though, you know, we play a little game up here, all of us. I chase the fellas, and they run away from me, and... then the fellas run away from me, and I chase them. But the idea is that if I catch one of them, he's supposed to kiss me. One day I caught Red Foley, and you never seen a fella so shy and embarrassed. He was. He is so shy he paid Jack Stapp $4 to kiss me in his place. Worry about a feller kissing me as long as I've got my feller Hezzy. Oh! Hezzy keeps saying I'm all the world to him. And then he starts telling me about how the world's in such an awful shape. I went to Brother's room to call him for breakfast this morning, and oh, it's been cold at Grinder's Switch where we say it. And I went up to Brother's room. Well, it has. It's cold. And I went to Brother's room to call him for breakfast, and, oh, it is late. It must have been daylight. And there was Brother with 10 quilts over him. But he had his feet hanging out the bed. Them feet were so froze, they were just blue. And I says to him, Brother, why don't you put your feet under the covers? And he said, what? Bring them cold old things in bed with me? Brother's so smart, I declare. It runs in our family. Well, said, oh, Uncle. Gun run out by the time it got to me. Uncle Nabob don't seem to mind the cold weather so much, though. Now, I don't exactly get the connection, but he says that you never hear tell of an automobile freezing up if it had enough alcohol in it. Poor Uncle Nabob. Aunt Ambrosie washed his long-hand underwear and hung them out in the cold, and they frizz just stiff on the line. And poor Uncle Nabob almost frizzed to death before they got dry. Maybe Aunt Ambrosie oughtn't to have washed the underwear with Uncle Nabob still in them. Yes, Sir Rodley.
Howdy, Miss Minnie.
Yes, Rodley.
Yeah. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I'm glad to see you. Did I understand you to say that the air was a little nippy and grinder sweet?
Nippy? Why, Rodley, it was the arm's reach below zero.
How much below?
20 below.
Stop that, woman.
Shucks, Minnie, if it don't get no colder than that in Hornwall, I'm telling you the truth, we get the spring fever in Hornwall when it's only 20 below. In Hornwall, the tea kettle spouts steam icicles.
You ought to hear it out singing tea kettle, Rodley.
Singing tea kettle?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't nothing to brag about. A lot of people got singing tea kettle. Flitter,
yeah.
Anybody.
Yeah. But our singing tea kettle was singing, "Baby, it's cold outside. I oughtn't to stay.
Baby, it's cold outside."
Well,
it ain't so hot tonight. It's cold outside, oh baby.
That's all right, Rodney. Well, that was pretty cold. You say it is cold in Hornwall, Rodley.
I'm telling you the truth. It was pretty cold in Hornwall last week, Miss Minnie. And when my poppy come home and found my twin brothers, old Pete and Repeat, in front of a roaring fire there, he just got plumb mad. He just mad he could add a goat burger.
Well, why was you poppy mad just because Pete and Repeat was standing in front of a roaring fire when he come home?
We didn't have no fireplace. Ain't that
Rodley,
silly?
Rodley, I was worried about brother. You know, this cold weather, he got awful sick.
Sure enough. Oh, brother
yeah.
Sick?
Yeah.
Oh,
got a bad
cold. I'm sorry to hear that. Man. I've just been a sniffing. I've took any hist and everything.
Is that right?
Just been a sniffing and a snorting all day.
Well, I went uptown and got brother some medicine, but it like killed him.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why?
Well,
why,
it wasn't the medicine. Hurt him. It is the directions on the bottle.
Oh.
Said take it two nights of running and skip a night. That is mad them nights he took it a running, but them nights he had taken skipping. I'd like to kill, brother.
Well, come on up here, Hank. What you gonna do for us this time, buddy?
I wonder where you are tonight. Though you left me, I wonder where you are tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight. Then came the dawn that day you loved me. I tried to smile with all my might, but you could see the pain within me that lingers in my heart tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love was even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
It's mighty pretty, Hank Snow. Well, I see it's almost time to leave you folks now, but I'd like to sing a brand new one here called Careless Kisses. Your careless kisses are causing me to care less for you.
Your careless kisses, your careless kisses, makes me wonder if your heart is careless too. You tell me it's nothing, you only kiss my friends. Hello, please tell me, darling, how many people can I know who share your kisses, your careless kisses, that's causing me to care less for you?
The program was previously released by NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, for listeners in the United States, and rebroadcast for our servicemen and women overseas. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.